a barn since I got out on my own, but where I was raised, we had big barn and sheds all the way around it, you know, for wagons, one side for wagons and one for stables, and the back for cattle that we kept up all the time, you know, for milk cattle, you know.
What would you call the top part?
Roof.
I mean the place up in the top where you might keep hay or something like that.
Oh,
A corn crib?
Well, a corn crib would ordinarily be downstairs. But everybody, when I was a boy, said, in the loft. That's the loft, see.
And with the corn crib, would that be part of the barn, or would that be a separate building?
Yeah, it would be usually most people had big corn crib and stables, wagon shed, cattle shed, big shed. We'll take care of 15, 20 cows on the back, you know, in bad weather.
What about a place to store any kind of grain besides corn?
Bin.
There's a bin for it.
Mm-hmm. Corn bin.
And the place outside the barn, the fenced-in area, what would you call that?
Lot.
The lot.
Mm-hmm.
And what about a place to milk the cows? Where would you do that?
Well, that was in a portion. That was in a portion of the lot around the that was around the barn and the shed.
They
you know.
Called it cow pen, was where they kept the cows.
And well, we didn't have exactly a cow pen. Oh, we'd let them cows up out and milk. As much milk as we wanted. We had more cows than we needed to milk because there was no place to sell milk then, you know. And always had about two good milk cows, you know, and the rest of them, I guess you'd call them scrub cows now, good beef cattle.
Mm-hmm. Well, the place where you milked them, did you have any kind of stalls or anything like that?
No, we just had an open lot. Out there,
just out in the lot.
And under that shed, you had your stalls for your cows, you know, at night.
What about, did you have open range, or did you turn them out in the fenced-in place?
No, we had open range then. You just turn them out, and you had your farms fenced then, you know, and you could turn. Everybody did, and you could just turn your cattle out, let them graze wherever they wanted to.
What about if you kept hay out in the field, what do you call that?
Haystack or rack. Now you actually build a portion of a rack to hold your hay off of there, and it would be a hay rack.
Mm-hmm. Would it have some kind of roof over it?
No, you can put that up and keep pointing it, you know, and point it up and keep it packed good as you're putting it on there to where it'll pretty well shed. Your hay will be dark on the outside, but inside it'll
be perfectly good. Well, they had something they put
good.
Right on the very top of that thing.
Well, we didn't other than a pole just to hold it in place. We had big post
maybe
in
they call that thing. I know they